Yes, Lord, we'll do what you say.
Welcome to the Way of Life program.
The Way of Life is designed to
draw us into a deeper fellowship and knowledge of Jesus Christ and His desires for His children.
Hey, good afternoon, everyone. Charmin here with you, the host of the Way of Life program. Continuing from last week on the pilgrim mentality, the Lord wants to cultivate in us a pilgrim mentality. A pilgrim mentality is a mentality that is set on the point of arrival. It never loses sight of its destination. It refuses to call the process that leads to the destination home. It's a mentality that refuses to become distracted by the circumstances or situations that increase in the process of the journey. It views the process as stepping stones to its destination. That's the mentality the Lord wants to cultivate in each of us. And of course, from previous programs, you will know that our point of arrival, our destination, is to be like Christ. Christ's likeness, in His image and likeness. So if we don't have a pilgrim's mentality, we will be living only for the present moment, or maybe surrounded in a whole cycle of present circumstances where there seems to be no way out, no exit. In Psalms 84, 5-7, it tells us, it talks about people's minds that are set on pilgrimage. What joy for those whose strength comes from the Lord, who have set their minds on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. The pilgrimage or the traveler's destination referred to was Jerusalem, where people would have gone to worship the Lord. But however, the principle here is that of a mind that is set to arrive at a specific destination. The next verse highlights the mental fortitude of those travelers, or the courage in the midst of painful situations or adversities. They move with transformative power, which changed the environment that they passed through. Verse 6 says, when they walk through the valley of weeping, it will become a place of refreshing springs. The valley of weeping can be used as a metaphor for any difficult situation that a person may encounter, where everything seems hopeless. But the people who have made the Lord their strength and who have set their minds on pilgrimage would not be affected by the challenging situation or circumstances that is symbolic of walking through the valley of weeping. The valley of weeping will be to them a place of refreshing springs. So to the people whose minds are set on pilgrimage, every seemingly negative situation that they encounter in the process of their journey will be transformed into refreshing springs. With the Lord being their strength, they journey with transformative power, which causes them to experience increasing strength even as they pass through the valley of weeping or what appears to be difficult situations or circumstances. Every situation or circumstance that we may face as we journey to our destination must be beneficial to us. It must be beneficial to us. The individual changes that we experience in our spiritual growth process must be reflected in how we view and respond to every situation or circumstance that we encounter. What is said to be the cause of weeping for others, the pilgrim's mentality says, it's a refreshing spring. For it sees everything through the lens of its destination of glory and in agreement with 2 Corinthians 4:16-18, which says, that is why we never give up. Though our bodies are dying, our spirits are being renewed every day. Verse 17, for our present troubles are small and won't last very long, yet they produce for us a glory that vastly outweighs them and will last forever. verse 18. So we do not look at the troubles we can't see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. So the pilgrim's mentality transformed the valley of weeping to a place of refreshing springs. Where? So we're going back to Psalms 84, 6 to 7. Where the autumn rain will clothe it with blessings. Verse 7. They will continue to grow stronger and each of them will appear before God in Jerusalem. The Lord tells us that every situation or circumstance that we encounter in the process of our journey must not be allowed to overwhelm us, and it must not change us from becoming more and more like the one whom we are changing into. And that's our Heavenly Father. That's Jesus, who was the personification, or who is the personification of God the Father. He embodied everything that the Father is. We are supposed to allow the experience of the situation or circumstance that we encounter in the process of our journey to benefit us. We are not supposed to grow weaker as we journey. We are supposed to grow stronger, and we are supposed to grow more and more and more into the image and likeness of Jesus Christ. You can listen to this and any other episode of the Way of Life program on the Starcom Network podcast page. Just go to starcomnetwork.net, www.starcomnetwork.net. Click on the podcast tab at the top of the page. There you can access this and any other program. Shalom.
For tuning in to the Way of Life program. Join us next time as we grow in our knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Until next time, God bless.